Ed Lover Morning Show right here, 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. If you've been watching the news, if you've been on social media, then you know rapper, entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle was killed on the 31st. And
in Los Angeles.
It's Los Angeles. 26 people have been shot in Los Angeles in the last two. There's a gang war going on in Los Angeles, and people are shooting each other like crazy out there. One of my homies hit me on the DM and gave me the heads up. This is astonishing. I was just showing everybody here in the room. The dude showed me the picture of the dude that shot Nipsey Hussle before the police put the picture out.
Wow, so you got the exclusive.
Yeah, he told me what happened. What went down, what the streets are saying in L.A. is that this dude is a 60s, roller 60s crip.
The guy that's the suspect.
Yeah. His name is Eric Holder. Allegedly shot Nipsey Hussle. And that he came to the store and Nipsey asked him to leave because dude is allegedly a snitch for the police. And Nipsey asked him to leave and he got offended by it.
Just that. He was offended.
Yeah, but he's also known as being a shooter. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You have gang bangers, and then you have gang affiliation dudes.
Yeah.
Like, they grew up in that hood, and they came up as this, so they associate with that, but they're not, quote-unquote, a shooter. The shooters are the ones that put that work in. Like, when it's time to do whatever, they're
down. The ones that do that job.
Yeah,
okay.
They do that job. And now, here's the sad thing about it. The sad thing about it is that here's a guy that went back to try to invest into his community.
Yeah.
He didn't take his money and go somewhere else. He took his money and put it back into his community and his own community. He was allowed to be killed by somebody that he knew from his own community. That's extremely sad.
Absolutely, because you've made a good point off air. He wasn't trying to put up his own store in Bel Air.
He could have Malibu anywhere. He could have.
He wanted to be that bridge and put it back in his own community and shine light on it.
Buy the block back was his motto. Buy back the block. Let's reinvest in our community. Let's bring these kids up and show them something different. And this is the thanks that he gets for doing that. That sucks, man. Police are looking for some guy named Eric Holder, who's a reported rolling 60s crip and a reported snitch in the murder of Nipsey Hussle and the shooting of two other people, one that was hospitalized and one that was did not seek medical attention at all at the shooting.
You know, Ed, I would really love your perspective considering your OG hip-hop. You were around when Biggie passed, when Tupac passed, and here's a new generation of rappers and artists doing good in their community. What are your thoughts? I mean, why is this still going on?
I you know what? If I could pinpoint why it was going on, I can pinpoint a solution. Yeah. I can't pinpoint why it was going on. I just know that America overall was built on violence, and violence was always on TV. It's funny because when I went home yesterday, I was so upset and I just happened to turn my TV on and Bonanza, the old Western Bonanza, was on. And it was always showing somebody shooting and somebody. We got this thing with guns in this country that is just out of control. I mean, the right to bear arms and all of this other stuff, it just continues and continues. And once you become violent like that, you get desensitized to violence. And it's just more violence and violence on top of violence. Whenever we get to a point where we know that somebody walked into a school and shot up a bunch of kindergartners, and we still won't stop that. We still won't stop the sales of semi-automatic weapons in this country. It's something that's definitely wrong, and it's going to trickle down. Whenever that kind of stuff happens, it trickles down. It trickles down from the top, right, to our leadership in this country, all the way down to neighborhoods, all the way down to Columbine, all the way down to Sandy Hook. I wish that I could say why this happens in the rap community. Only thing I can think about is the reason why it happens so much is that it's hate.
Right.
It's just pure hate of somebody that does better than you.
Mm.
That's all it is. And it's a shame when you make it, you can't stay in your community. You have to go. That's another example of when, as Noriega said, keeping it real was keeping it wrong.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, for sure, from all of us here at 104.3 Jams. Coming up next at 6:40, y'all, your shot to win these MC Hammer tickets, we call it. Who said that? We're going to test your knowledge of music. Stick around.